Mom, here again.
Hello?
What, Mom?
Hello.
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 How are you all?
It's great.
I had trouble getting on here. Who's here?
Who's here? Laugh.
Kate.
Hi.
Who else is here?
Rahmani.
Rahmani and Tomas, welcome. And who else?
Harinder.
Oh, Harinder and Guruatma. Welcome, dear. Yeah. Who else?
Satnishan.
Kehar.
Satnishan, Kehar. Was that Harkabat?
Carol Decca.
Carol, welcome. Hadi Munder, and who else?
Sadhana Kar.
Sadhana Kar, welcome. Was that Sadhanam. Other person? Sadhanam, hi.
Hi.
One more, Suzanne.
Oh, good. Welcome. No. Okay, it looks like we're ready to go, huh? Gorgeous there as it is here in California. Okay, so sit straight, please. Long deep breath. Eyes hit the third eye point. Good. Inhaling hot, exhaling nam. Your identity of truth, your real identity. And inhale to begin. Begin heart breath. That is continuing long deep breath from the belly through the nose. And on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Let it open up your heart center. Let it be free. Let it be free on this gorgeous spring air. Good. And now please send your gorgeous as a connector of light among all of us. Send it to all of us in this beautiful web or basket of light. This includes everybody who's on the phone and everybody who would ever be listening to the recording. How precious and pure. Keep up. Good. Now, please send out your gorgeous heart breath to anyone that ever wants it. The Japanese still need it. The Haitians still need it. The Middle East, Africa especially, everyone needs it. Very good. Keep up. You all are really learning to do what we call heavy lifting with your heart breath. It's very odd. Very sacred space. Now, inhale and exhale. Good, normal. Bunny's is here. Of course. He says, you all are such lovebirds. He says, you all thrive on love. Huh? He says, I do. He says, that is my way. That is my predicament. And I say, what? Why is love a predicament? He says, because I love so much. He says, it is a predicament that I just don't take you all upside down and smooth out all the wrinkles and create the most gorgeous and perfect kindness of your path so that you are beyond healing, you are beyond worrying, you are beyond lack. He says, it's like a little thumbs up in me and I want to do it. He says, but by the nature, I may not do it for you. He says, I must respect who you are and what you are. He says, you all have far. He says, I respect the God of you. He says, I cannot overtake the God of you. He says, that would be most disrespectful to all of you. And of course, we're all saying, but that's me, that's okay. He says, no. He says, he's calling them trips. He says, these are all your trips. You have put them in order from time immemorial in order to have these experiences. He says, these experiences that you are having, that you think are so difficult, he says, they are very precious. He said, you heard Yogi Bhajan talk he says that's what these are. He says you must have, because you must have that coal, that those difficulties, those dark, he says, these are implanted in you for a reason, and the reason is transformation. He says, I'm not saying, staying, just wrapped up in them, don't move, stay in your depression. I'm not saying that, he said. He said, but rather, do not compound the difficulty by saying, I'm depressed, and then going to say, oh, look at me, I need to be guilty for being depressed. Oh, I need to be guilty for not, for my prosperity. He says, don't compound it. He says, when these things come on, what you do is you look at grace and with beauty. He says, you treat them as an unborn child. He says, you say to an unborn child, oh, you creep, what are you doing here again? He says, oh. He says, if you do, you better change. He says, what is important is you look at each one of these things that you call drawbacks, that you call, and say, oh my God, this is my material in the rough. This is my beautiful and kind endeavor. This is sacred practice. He says, have a reverence for the process. He says, do not look at this as pure trash. He says, look at this as pure material. Pure material that you, in your kindness, your grace, your association with me, with Guru Ramdas, with you, all the saints and angels of the heavens, and your great grace, your association with soul, your great association with soul, your God self, have the eminence, the profundity, the beautiful practice to transform. He says, only in this way can you gain in the depth, the breadth, the knowledge, the ability to become the most sparkling, more sparkling, even more sparkling than you are now. Beautiful, sparkling, amazing being. He says, the God self, this incredible human consciousness that we all share. He says, you think this human consciousness is just step-down God self? Do you think it's not aware of a God self? Oh, my. He says, what a funny culture you have. Funny culture leads you to believe that you are less than perfect. He says, it leads you to believe that all the difficulties are imperfections. He says, no way. No way. He says he's actually produced the, what you would call the openness, the light, the ability power. They allow you to develop the colors and the texture, the qualities. They allow you to, in your nation process, they allow you to connect, to bring core light. Just think of them as light switches. You know, the light's off. Now, how do you go about turning the light switch on? Okay? That's all it's about. Well, he says, actually, it's a lot more. But he wants you to understand that there is a graceful simplicity about it. But do not compound any difficulty that you feel that you may face by doing a double negative on it. You know, I have this problem. Oh my God, what am I doing having this problem? You understand what he's saying? He is qualifying. He's qualifying what we call filth and dirt. He says, he's all part of the shapes, the shadows, the texture. He says, no shapes and shadows, you could not safely realm. He says, continue to transform. Have the beauty, he calls it a plethora of blessings. He says, that is who you are. Do not forget. Do not forget it. So he's saying right now, please deep into your heart, deep into your psyche, and open to your soul. Please do that now, your heart breath, your long deep breathing. Be present to who you are. Be present. He says, and now, any little niggledy thing that is in you right now, he says that you feel thin and glowing, that you, anything that you might feel less than perfect, that you feel is, he says, hanging you up. He says, yes, I listen to the hippies, I know their language. Anything that is hanging you up, he says, breathe with it. First, breathe with it. And regard it with kindness. He says, I don't care if it's the biggest anger or guilt in the world that ever could be seen. He says, regard it with kindness. He says, fighting these things is what gives you the big profit. And using heart breath, relax into it. Understand that the time of reverence. Time of reverence for this amazing part of you. It is part of the whole. Please do not chop yourself up and try to chop things away. It doesn't work like that. It's called development. It's called transformation. It's called pressure, heat, time. He says it is the creative process. Regard it with kindness. He says this part, he says allow it to just relax finally, into your heart breath. It has been fighting you, so you have been fighting it, it has been fighting you for so long. He says relax into it. Knowing that as you do, the light of the heart has that transforming quality, that beauty, that knowledge, that understanding. Relax. Relax into it. Now, please ask this part of you. He says, ask, who are you? Who are you really? When you have the answer, please write it down. What do you need? What do you need to transform? What do you need to truly relax? Relax. what do you need? And if this is something that you can give to that part of yourself right now, such as forgiveness, love, whatever it is, please give it. And allow the process to continue. Allow it to continue. Remember, you are recreating your hope. Recreating your wholeness. Allowing those to open up so they can reconnect. Reconnect. Find such a blessing in who you are. Find such a greatness in who you are. Connect all your parts. What happens? Take note of what happens when you reconnect. Say reconnect. We are talking about connecting from time immemorial. From the time that you as a God consciousness decided to split off. Decided to forget. Who you really are. You are the universal. You are the God. You are the most cozy and grand kind. Allow yourself to remember. Yourself to remember who you are. And as you do this, allow that that you were thinking, allow it now to come forth and reveal its wisdom for you. Reveal who it is in its most precious state, its most powerful state, most profound state. Cozy, simple. Allow the message to come. That pure and intimate relationship. feel the blessing.
Feel the blessing.
I'm right here with you. He says, I'm the electrician. I'm helping to reconnect all the wires. Open your heart. Open your whole body, your whole mind, to flow through your heart. As you do, he says, any and all negative judgments about your life and about you, let them melt. Let them melt. So they can join. Let them melt into the beautiful, expansive neutrality of who you are. And as you go through this process of moving to the light, he says you do not become numb. You do not forget your individuality. You do not forget your place here on earth. You do not forget or override your experience here on earth. He says, rather, it becomes so much more clear, so much more exciting, rewarding. He says you look at life with the beautiful awe and entity of a young child at every moment taking in new experience. He says, do not feel that the rawness of this experience will pressure you or will act as sandpaper to scrape you. He says, no. He said it is the most joyous of experience because it is pure experience. Allow yourself the joy of true experience. He says, you feel that itch on your nose? How remarkable that is. How amazing that is. He says, do you have cozy clothing? He says, oh, what an amazing experience with your body. He says, you feel your toes giving you a little winking, sharp, what you call pain? It's an experience. It's a remarkable experience. Allow yourself to experience. He says, that is why the God consciousness became you as an individual, to have this experience. He says, and don't continue to have the experience of being fully human. That is the surprise, the coziness, the rapport, the awe, the absolute connection, day to day, minute to minute, and second to second. That's who you are. The infinity, experiencing the finite. What could be more precious in your own extraordinarily special, unique way? Having gratitude for the breath. Gratitude for the breath. experience, know it, and have it located in every cell of your being, every bit of your consciousness, your full greatness, and exhale. And breathe regular. No, he says, breathe fully, he says. Good. And allowing your whole experience to come together now. Allowing it to come together. Who can tell us about their transformation experience? You don't have to tell your name if you don't want to. Who can tell us about their transformation? Who's there?
This is Carol Becker.
Please continue. Hi. Yes, dear.
Oh, I... never mind.
Never mind?
Never mind.
Love to hear from... okay. Whenever you feel ready, we would love to hear.
Okay, I got confused as to what I was supposed to do. I thought I was supposed to share, and I'm ready.
Okay. We're ready. We're looking forward to it.
Okay. While I was going through this process here, I could feel energetically all everything that was changing and coming together inside of me. And that's all I have to say.
Wonderful. How did it bite the feeling?
Energetically, I could feel at the molecular level that the energies in and around my body were changing everywhere inside of me.
Wonderful. He says, yes, dear, you got it. He said, aren't we the best? He says, do you feel me hugging you all the time? He says,
close to
yes,
that,
we do
close
hug.
To that.
Yeah, good. He says, okay, so remember, we're going to keep this up. He says, this is not a nice experience. He says, oh, we can do this all the time. Okay. Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate that. Who's next?
Hi, Siddhigyan. This is Guruvithi.
Hi, dear.
I felt, yes. I guess, it was a wonderful experience. Bottom line, a deep, abiding peace in just in the perfection of everything.
Wonderful. Are you feeling yourself as who you are, as the God that you are?
Yes, I felt that I was joy, joy and transformation. And I also had the experience of me as the dancer, and then I saw Shiva, the dancing Shiva. And just a very deep awareness, like our first speaker, was it Carol? That felt everything connecting inside, and the importance of us staying in this peace and knowing that everything is perfect right now, as you know, as we have these world events and events around us, and things you know, seem to be going if we look at it in a certain way, in a negative, fearful, hearing that around us and in the people that we love and know and those that we don't know, and how important that is through all of this to stay so aware and so connected to who we really are, to our soul, to that transformation that we're all experiencing right now.
Wonderful. Beautifully said. Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
And as we all stay in that, in our own transformation, guess what? Since we're all connected, others heal in the grace that flows through us. Mm. So thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
And who else would like to share?
This is Guru Atma.
Yes, Guru Atma.
So when the question was, what do you need? And it came up to separate from the pain of others by unweaving the threads of the entanglement, like in the pain of the whole world. Like the disconnect from the pain frequency where, and then that came up where I was like, but then it feels like you're not caring or not kind of being responsible. But the realization that if you're tapped into the pain, you can't help anyone with pain because you're in that frequency. So I could feel myself kind of rising above from a different vantage point and seeing it with the true neutrality and not being, connected to it. And, that's the part of the point is to help people just get out of the frequency. I mean, if people could let go of the pain, everyone, what would the world be like? Mm-hmm. I mean, just be a different world altogether. The grip of it.
I love that.
And then, I remember one of your newsletters, I forget what you called it, but like the barbs of the hooking into the charges of hooking into that frequency. So if you're out of it and you're kind of above it, then you're not getting zapped or shocked or you're not having a reaction to other people's pain because it's a lot of pain, but it's too much to tap into all the time.
So when you do that, when you move out of being entangled in the pain of the world, and you allow the kindness, the greatness, are you actually connecting at a different level, in a different way?
Yeah, I felt it as that literally the light increases and the healing energy increases. And it's not a numbness, it's just a presence and energy.
There you go. That is profound. That is a transformation. And what you said about moving away from the entanglement in the pain, you didn't want to do that because then you would feel that you were uncaring, that you were being irresponsible. That so often happens
the guilt.
With spiritual teachers.
Yeah. Because we would like to transform all the pain of everyone, but it just becomes overwhelming, and then you don't see how it can be possible at all. If you can't get out of the pain, then how can anyone else?
Right. Well, I was particularly struck in this one about how he said to respect it. To respect these situations, these things that we're calling pain or difficulty or anger or guilt, because they're all part of this path. And then, like you say, really take the
that the fighting ends. I think that the fighting keeps us entangled, keeps us in, and then open to connect and provide the light. I believe that's what you were saying. Is that right?
The what? I'm sorry.
To untangle so that we can open and connect to this great...
Yes.
Who we are and who is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was the threads of entanglement. It was also like wiring, and then he mentioned he was reconnecting the wires. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, with the chart, the electrical mm-hmm. energy behind all these things.
Great. Good. Well, thank you so much, dear. Thank you, everyone. I feel truly blessed by all of your sharing and all of you participating in this. And he goes, and well, you should. Hey. What a delight, all of you. So, God bless you all. I wish we had time for more. But just keep up with the practice. Keep up with the practice. God bless you all. And talk next week. Remember, Baba Siddhi Chand is with you. With your light, with your great consciousness. Enjoy. Satnam.
Satnam.
Whoopsie. I'm forgetting to... Please remind me when I do this. I space out and I forget our closing song. So, Kehar, are you here, Kehar?
I'm here.
Oh. Would you please lead us in the closing song?
Okay. Inhale. May the long time sunlight upon you all around you and the pure light within you guide your way up, guide your way up. Guide your way up.
Inhale. Please bow before this impeccable being that is you, that is us. Gopal, love the light. Satnam.
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 Satnam. Satnam.